That's tomorrow, and that is at...
Again, 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live! Right. Fucking thing sucks!
In 5, 4, 3.
Very special live episode of Two Jews and a Gay. I am your host, Brian Martinson, along with Jeremy Katz.
Guys, we have a passed out Adam Warshaw behind us. This is kind of awkward.
Is that who that is behind us?
And of course, you just heard Spencer Yasmin.
Yeah, you know, he was real excited about the Patriots game, I gotta say. I mean, he slept it out for the last... 2 hours of the Patriots game. I was having a conversation with him about it.
So. In his defense, he did wake up for a second, raise his head, looked at us, goes, "Who won?" We say the Ravens. He goes, "Okay," and back to bed he goes.
So, a true Patriot fan.
So, for those who don't know, we are recording live together for the first time in the history of the podcast. We are in the Grand Majestic Mirage in Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's just really muggy right now because we turned the air conditioning off.
Yes, we have.
Is that right, Adam?
Well, he's clearly not bothered by the mugginess.
Nor is he moving.
And there seems to be some blood discharge coming from it.
Oh, boy.
So we have arrived, yesterday, Saturday afternoon. Basically, this is kind of just our weekend to do a little gambling, a little gaming, bet on some football. So how have we all done overall? Spencer, how are you sitting?
I started off disastrous. My oldest brother, Jared from Subway, is here, and I came down to play craps with him, lost $300 within 30 minutes. That losing streak continued, but have made some rallies, won a little bit in craps today, won some in sports bets, so I'm still down, but I feel better. I feel better.
Regarding your brother's appearance, you mean Jared before Subway, correct?
Definitely before.
Yes, definitely. Yes. A couple roles.
Definitely still high pitch Eric before and after.
Yes.
Nothing's changed there. So, Keith. The looks are.
Jeremy, how are you doing? Are you up? Are you holding your own or not?
You know, it's a little bit of an up and down situation. One day, one table I'm hot, the next table I'm not. I did good on my sports bets, but I am proud to say that when my number does hit in roulette, I have restrained myself from doing the infamous clap. Because I figured Vegas would not want that.
No, yeah. They would not.
Where have I heard that clap from before?
From many, many women. Your game is roulette.
Yes.
And Spencer's anti-game is roulette.
Correct.
He cannot understand or abide by the fact that you and our good friend of the podcast, Adam, are huge roulette fans.
No, I get it. Because they've had success. So, I mean, I understand anyone who's had success, but I can't.
You're a system gambler.
Exactly. From like a betting standpoint, it's the worst odds in Vegas. And I've had Jeremy and Adam and Nick all explained to me how their strategy is. And then they're like, basically, we put chips around, you know, eight numbers. And we just, Nick told me this, like, dead serious one time. I put my numbers around these eight different numbers all in one location of the field, of the board. And I don't leave until it hits that number. It's like, okay, well, that's great. But there's nothing in the law of the game, a probability, that says it has to ever hit that number.
Hollywood is adapting our system into a movie, though, as I'll mention later. Yes. So it's a...
That's very exciting.
From the Avengers of 21? Just come in space and a toupee in it?
We are looking forward to hearing all about it in Dirty Talk Hollywood. But we can't get to Dirty Talk Hollywood until we get to Dirty Talk with Spencer. So, Spencer, take it away.
All right. Well... Just so the fans know, I'm reading this off of my phone, since we're doing it on
the And it's not an iPhone, is it?
It's a BlackBerry.
Now,
a torch. To be fair, it's a torch, though.
Here's the thing. To be honest, when we do something live like this, you know, there are sacrifices
that need
to be made.
We're doing it live!
There are sacrifices that need to be made, and if one of them is that you have to use your, like, you know, 2005 BlackBerry
torch,
to...
Torch, which has the touchscreen capability...
Which you don't use, do you?
I do use it, but it's very slow. It's very hard to do upload YouTube videos. It always says you will be charged for YouTube videos. I'm like, what? Charge? Are you kidding me?
All right, so Spencer, hit us with some dirty talk.
All right, so, oopsie, I already changed the page. Let me go back.
This is a great podcast.
Okay, here we go. Once again, Joel dominates dirty talk. So, friend of the podcast, Joel says... Got my roommate to listen to the podcast. Not a fan. He has big problems with the audio. He works in media production.
Wow.
What problems does he have? That's not what he's... Joel talked to me about as well. He didn't say anything about the audio production.
You better listen up. Because Joel's speaking right now on their talk. Joel's roommate says, it sounds like they are all in different rooms on Skype or something. I responded, correct. Joel said, he said he didn't like the gay guy's voice.
Oh, that's kind of rude. Again.
Joke, he said.
Oh, gotcha.
Joel.
But for the record, your buddy Greg does not like Brian's voice, correct?
But in that fairness, I just don't like remains Greg. It kind of evens out. So.
And we plan to bring Greg on as we bring up every episode.
He is going to be on some future podcast.
Next one with Joel. Went to the doctor for my own stomach issues. And got some antibiotics. I've got a strong urge to just start eating danger dogs from the street corner and going to filthy Chinese food places. Guys, what are danger dogs?
I don't
for
know
us
what,
that are not in
I don't know
what you know. The street hot dog vendors
that
on Pink's? On the corners of the streets at like 2 a.m.
Oh, it's not like Pink's?
I'm not up at 2 a.m.
It's like Pink's, but it's if a little short, fat Mexican woman...
Oh.
Had a taco,
oh,
or not
yes,
taco,
yes,
had
yes,
a
yes,
hot dog
yes.
stand in the corner of
so
the street.
More, okay. So you're saying it's more legitimate?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I get a lawsuit from Pink's. How dare you? We have the best hot dogs on the corner of whatever that street is.
Yeah.
You come out of the club at like 2:30 in the morning or whatever.
And everybody wants a hot dog.
And all you can smell are grilled onions. And you're like, what is that heavenly aroma? And you come and it's this woman like, frying up onions.
It really is sabotage, so they've got a good system.
I think it is.
Next one. I told Joel that my doctor observed I have an abnormally large colon. That was the one thing my doctor gave me information about. Like, everything's fine in there except you have an abnormally large colon. I was like, and then Joel responds, room for two? Am I going to need to bring a friend? Joel. Yes, call me.
Joel really wants to have sex with you.
Now, this one concerns Brian and Joel. Apparently, Brian claims Joel stole his line.
Oh.
The line is, puts people/asses in the seats.
Yes.
So I respond, thoughts on Brian calling you out for copyright infringement? Joel says, hey, does he want the Garcia bump or not? Because gay couples are interested in the Garcia bump, and those are some potential listeners. So maybe he should let it slide.
So he's not denying it. He's just saying that I shouldn't be bothered by it.
I guess so.
Yeah. So Joel plagiarizes. He just wants me to be unbothered or unconcerned by it. So as an English master, I would think plagiarism would be something that he would take very seriously. But I guess maybe not.
I just wanted to bring it to, you know.
Some degree he got.
Do you plan to follow up on a lawsuit?
No. I mean, here's the thing. I imitation is a sincerest form of flattery. Joel, you can continue to use put asses in the seats.
But he should say at the end, from Brian Martin. Said, exactly.
A little citation.
Exactly.
He should always carry like a little circle with it. Yeah. Brian Martin. Last thing from Joel. God, he dominates this one. He says to me, this is the second top result when you Google two Jews and a gay. It's Wikipedia.org, Wiki, Judaism. I don't know why I can't, because it's...
You are a Jew, by the way, so it's, I know, it's you can't pronounce
it's going
Judaism.
Off the page, so I couldn't read it. And sexual orientation. So that's apparently what our second hit list is when you Google.
So we're number two?
Apparently, yeah.
But we're on the rise. Come on, like, have fun.
We made it.
Well done, guys. Well done.
We've come a long way.
See, and this is the kind of the high five. That's something that we couldn't do previously because we weren't all together. So that's...
It was a nice moment. It really was.
It really was a nice moment.
I forgot it already. Okay, so I emailed Dan and Derek about getting some information for the Colorado-Washington State game. I wanted to get them involved, you know, maybe do a bet for them so they feel like they're part of the group.
We should really say, as a preface, we're all huge sports book gamers.
Yes.
For me, it is... The thing about Vegas that I love most of all, I'm horrible at it, although I did actually do pretty well this weekend, notwithstanding. So,
don't be a tease.
Yeah, okay. I can now afford to take someone out for a nice dinner.
Taking us all out to Joe's tonight?
We're going to Joe's celebrate. So continue with the dirty talk.
So, because they went to Colorado, so I wanted to get their intel if they had any good information. Dan responds, download these apps and you'll get laid. The bold italic.com social animal stories, or maybe that's just what his, I don't know why he wrote that name. And then he goes, I don't know anything about Colorado basketball. And then Dan, you know, he moves on from that and says, your Super Bowl prediction was just awful. So is Brian's. And I go, who was your pick prior to what happened this weekend? Dan goes, picks, the experts. I mean, truth and rumors has it San Francisco versus the Pats.
Well, doesn't Dan look dumb now?
The whole thing with that is Dan's a big truth and rumor guy.
Yes.
Oh.
And yes. To go back, you know, because we are doing this live, I think something got deleted. That's why I missed something on the...
Again, he's on his BlackBerry Touch, so please apologize.
I think I said to Dan when he tells me, go to this link or something, I'm like, oh, you've been a big help or something.
Yeah. Anyway,
it's tough.
You got no advice.
Can you see this right now? I got a BlackBerry torch.
Yeah. I do want to actually give a shout out to Dan, because I actually did read his article and I thought it was really well done. So Dan, I know you are listening more to the podcast and we appreciate that. And I want to just congratulate you on a very well done article. Congratulations on getting it published.
Does that mean we're not going to see the wheels article anymore on his little pop-up on his name?
It has been replaced.
Oh, thank goodness. Only a year and a half. Thank you. We get it.
Well, you know, it's a big deal when you get published for anything. It's a big deal.
Yes.
So I give Dan a lot of leeway on that. Spencer does not.
He's a good kid. Just, you know, replace the articles every once in a while. That's all I got for Dirty Talk on my little BlackBerry torch, so.
Will you get a new phone anytime soon?
Working on it. Work in progress.
To be decided.
Thank you very much, Spencer, live and engaging Dirty Talk. I do also want to take this opportunity. It's January 20th. I want to congratulate President Barack Obama on his re-inauguration.
Who?
President Barack Obama.
Change, Spencer. You talk about change.
Oh, change, right.
Now, it officially happened earlier today.
No, I thought it was moving forward. Was the first administration.
Forward is...
Yes.
Forward is this current administration.
Yes.
Get it right.
You know, January 20th, as per the Constitution, he took the oath of office. The more ceremonial inaugural festivities will be tomorrow, when we are driving back from Vegas,
yes.
We will be listening to... quite heavily.
And Spencer and I will be passed out in the car.
And you will be stopping at Dairy Queen at some point, I hope.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. I have to admit, Brian, the way you phrased that, I thought for sure you were going to give me a shout out for my birthday, which is on January 22nd. So I was getting ready to say, oh, guys, stop. That's really sweet of you, but I take that
aren't
back.
Aren't you a little egotistical on your birthday?
Well, it is Jeremy's birthday.
Hey!
On the 22nd. A happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'll call you on the 23rd.
Yes.
He's yet to actually tell me what he wants, what baked good he wants for his birthday, because as many listeners of the podcast know, I bake baked goods, pies, cakes, bars, whatever, for friends of mine on their birthday. And last year, cherry pie for Jeremy, very well received.
Black cherry? Yes.
No, tart cherry, of course. Not black
cherry. Black cherry. Come on, what's the matter with you?
Who the fuck does a black cherry pie? That's like...
Shit just got awkward. I guess I'll walk myself out now.
Yes,
yes, you will.
Adam, let's go. Adam.
He's still passed out. So we are waiting with pins and needles and bated breath to find out exactly what he wants. And also, more importantly, who he wants to share the pie with, because you're doing a dinner on Tuesday, but you have specifically said that you want to have some of the pie saved for yourself, and you're concerned that you're going to be, like, getting it whooped open, you know, everyone else is going to enjoy your pie. So when do you want your pie? That's the next question.
Are we talking about vagina? I'm kind of confused.
I thought we were talking about ass the whole time.
Okay. Are we talking about, pies. Yes, regular pies. Well, you know, I think maybe on the Saturday after my birthday, you know, you come over, some other people come over, we eat some pie. A little pie. Yeah, that's nice.
But when are we going to eat ass?
Maybe when I'm 40, change things up. I don't know. Yeah.
As a gay man, I'm just saying, if your ass isn't being eaten, you're doing it wrong. All right, so I think it's now time for a new segment from Spencer.
I believe we're doing
we're not anymore because he passed out. So there's no need to.
No.
Are we doing Dirty Talk Hollywood still first?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, my mistake.
We're doing it live. Two Jews and a gay. Live. Sit back and relax.
This is the beauty of doing it live. You get to hear me make mistakes, which, I mean, ironically, no one ever gets to hear outside of the podcast.
Brian, he doesn't get an opportunity to edit these.
Yes, and the critics are going to come after you hard on that one.
All right, so.
First line. So this is the real Brian moment.
So, without further ado, here is Dirty Talk Hollywood.
Thank you, Brian. And
hey, I haven't finished the fucking intro. I said, here's Dirty Talk Hollywood with Jeremy Katz. Jeremy, take it away. And then you take it away.
Can I take it away now?
No, you can take it away.
All right. First headline, and I'm reading this on my lovely iPhone. It's so clear.
In fairness, it's an iPhone 4S. I mean, he doesn't have a 5.
Now you're embarrassing me.
And it has a cracked screen. So
it does.
Why?
It's a matter of time, let's be honest. Okay, guys. First headline. Hollywood is known to make movies based on current events right after they happen, evidenced by the recently released Zero Dark Thirty. Well, the next big current event to get its own movie will be Joe Paterno. Yes, Al Pacino has signed on to play Paterno. Yeah. The film will cover the major events of his life, including the Sandusky mess. Too soon, guys?
I think it kind of depends, for me, whether or not this is a, like... My answer is no. I think it's not too soon because a serious look and take on this, on his life,
yes,
his accomplishments and also his failings, I think is appropriate. I mean, man did just die, so what better time than now?
Now, let me ask Spencer, whose family are diehard Penn State fans. They're big fans of Joe Paterno. Spencer, what do you think?
Well, first off, is Pacino prepared to, like, change his voice for the role, or is he at the age now where, like, kind of like De Niro, where... Like in the movie he was just in, the Boston movie, where he just kind of...
Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah, he just goes in and out with an accent, basically.
Yeah,
when you get to a certain status in Hollywood where, like, nobody's going to question... The director's not going to say to you, like, hey, De Niro, you kind of keep flip-flopping. Is Pacino prepared to make a high-pitched voice for this role? What do you guys think?
I'm going to say no. He's going to do his normal Pacino
shtick. He's going to talk Pacino, right.
But, yeah,
so, and then the last thing I was going to say is... I'm just curious what the final 45 minutes of this movie is going to be like. Paterno is a very
ass slapping.
The last year of his life, he's just a very confused individual. It just seemed like, and it just seems. I wonder how much fiction versus reality we're going to get out of this movie.
I think it's going to be like,
I don't feel like the last year of his life, as much as it was like he was like in focus.
Yes,
I don't think he really knows what's going on. This thing happened like 10 years ago. And he, in his mind, he just kind of blocked it off and he just didn't follow up with it. I just don't think from a movie standpoint how you're going to film him like typing and having someone type an email for him being like, I thought we took care of this. And then, you know, so I'm curious to see how they make this very Hollywood driven.
That's got to be a hot role, though, to play Sandusky. Who's going to be that? You know, that's like the hot role right now if you're like a 65-year-old actor who's kind of creepy looking.
You know, from our episode last week, Randy Quaid would be a great choice.
Producers, if you're listening, Randy Quaid.
Have you seen him with a beard of late? He's running away in Texas from paying his hotel bills. check it out, a news article of him.
Ooh. Yikes, that's
big,
not good. Not
big
good.
Fluffy beard.
All right, guys, next headline. Well, we're in Vegas, so I figured we should do a Sin City-related headline. Three Las Vegas hotels are currently engulfed in a battle royale over a proposed Britney Spears headline show. Last week, news broke that Spears was in talks with Caesars Hotel to have her own nightly show and Vegas residency. Now, two other Vegas hotels are reportedly in a bidding war with Caesars to secure Spears as their headline performer, which could earn her $100 million. Spencer, would you rather see Britney or Celine and choose your next... I'm sorry, would you rather see Britney or Celine Dion and please choose your next few words wisely?
Jeremy's shaking his head in disapproval. Britney Spears.
Yes, or Celine Dion.
Britney Spears.
You do realize you're sitting next to a diehard Celine Dion fan.
I'm prepared.
And he, oh, Jesus, he's hulking up. Crack those
nipples. Now ask me Bette Midler or Britney Spears.
Bette Midler or Britney Spears.
Britney Spears again.
Nice. Brian, what about you?
Oh, come on, hands down. Celine Dion, she has the voice of an angel.
What about Bette?
Oh, Celine Dion, morning, noon, and night.
What about Bob's?
Babs?
Hey, Bob's.
No, like Streisand, whatever. Celine Dion.
Wait, you hate Jews?
Clearly not. Clearly not. No, Celine Dion is just, she sets the gold standard for Vegas shows. And, like.
Have you seen her here?
I have not yet, and I feel really
bad. So
you're
all talk. What are you talking about? You haven't seen her here in Vegas?
That's really not relevant. I mean, okay. I am a huge diehard fan. I have her DVD. I mean, you know, what am I going to do? Jeremy's not going to Celine. Mm-hmm. You're not going to Celine. None of my friends are going to go to Celine. And the only one who would is, like, now dating somebody. And I'm sure he's gone to see Celine. So, like, it's just not – it's not in the cards right now. I will be seeing Celine before she
leaves. Well, I'm going to go to Santana, and then I'm going to go to Britney.
Who goes to see Santana?
Yeah.
Like, what is this like? Is this 1997?
Lauren last night went to see Santana.
Your brother came into Vegas just to see Santana?
That was the main purpose of it. And here's what I found out. He comes on an hour and a half late, Santana, to perform at the House of Blues. Apparently he was probably getting high in the back. And also their seats, which were over $100, obstructed view. So they had to go downstairs and all this mess. So House of Blues, stay away from in Vegas.
All right, guys, the final headline. You really gotta love Michael J. Fox, right, guys? Come on, you like Michael J. Fox?
Absolutely.
Spencer,
one of the best trilogies ever.
Love to hear that. Well, Fox is in the headlines because his son was a presenter at the Golden Globes. During the show, host Tina Fey made a crack about Fox Jr. dating Taylor Swift. And how if they broke up, she'd write a song about him, which Swift is known for doing to former flames. Well, when Fox Sr. was asked if he'd like his son to date Swift, he said, "I don't keep up with it all, but Taylor Swift writes songs about everybody she goes out with, right? What a way to build a career. B-Mart, would you protect Spencer from dating Taylor Swift?"
Well, I think he has already a very lovely lady waiting for him back in Dallas, patiently waiting. By the name of Corey Feldman. So he's not really on the market. And if Taylor Swift came up to me and said, "I really think Spencer is the guy for me, I'll give up my singing career," I think I'd have to. Because I think I would do the world a service by getting Taylor Swift to stop singing. Spencer, would you really be interested in Taylor Swift?
Well, I was wondering, how do you think that song would go? "He has a hairy ass.
He's constipated all the time.
You're not good enough for me."
Yeah, I'm glad that maybe you guys are not going to date. Adam Warshaw, ladies and gentlemen, is awake. Live on the podcast. He's like, "Roar." All right, guys, that's Dirty Talk Hollywood.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. Now... officially, we are going over to Spencer for a new game.
For the record, he passed back out. He's done.
Yeah, it's a new game. We are hoping it is as engaging and enthralling as last week's game. So, Spencer, why don't you get us started on this?
Okay, this one's only 7 questions, guys. Is that okay?
It's going to be only half as brutal.
So here we go. The theme of this week is scumbags in society, right?
Yes.
What is this we've been dominated by? Lance Armstrong.
Ugh.
Manti Te'o.
The worst.
Right? We know Lance Armstrong coming out about doping.
I don't know Manti Te'o is an actual scumbag.
Let me finish. Manti Te'o. Manti Te'o is definitely a scumbag. It's going to come out that he was in on it. And so I thought, these two scumbags, let's do a little questionnaire and see if you can guess who the profile is about them.
Please.
But I got one more scumbag for you that I'm going to include. Adam Warshaw.
Adam Warshaw.
Three profiles. You're going to try to figure out which of the three the scumbags are.
So either Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
The guy.
Lance Armstrong, the cyclist.
Yes.
Had cancer, remember?
Ugh. Disgusting pig.
Doping. You know, remember he says in his
interview. Oprah.
He says on Oprah about the that woman that, you know, he like sued for defamation and everything. He says, you know, do you have a, are you going to apologize to her? And he's like, well, look, I called her a bitch. I called her a liar, but at least I didn't call her fat. That's what he said live on Oprah. It's like,
and what did Oprah say about that?
Oprah just proceeded being like, the ratings. So we got scumbag one, we got scumbag two, and then, you know, I'd say let's just throw Adam in there.
The scumbag three.
Hello, scumbag. All right, so here we go. And Adam, with that, has gone to the bathroom. All right, first one. Born in the Methodist Hospital in Plano, Texas. Who is it?
Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong, but yes, Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong, yes.
Both of you are correct.
Hey, Plano's own.
I tried to throw you off there with Adam, but you were well prepared for that.
Technically, Adam was born in, I think, Riverside? Orange Side? Somewhere in Southern California.
Warshaw? Nothing. You got nothing. Okay. Next one. In high school, he had a 3.5 grade point average and did volunteer work with a hospital and a preschool program.
I'm going to say the guy from Notre Dame.
I don't know what that what,
– what's his name? Manti Te'o?
Manti Te'o?
Manti Te'o?
Manti Te'o.
Okay. I'm going to go Manti Te'o as well.
Wow. You're both correct.
Hey!
Wow, you guys are running away with this one. Next one. His dad is engaged, and he only knew her for 8 months.
Brian's up first.
Adam Warshaw.
I'm gonna
I have no idea.
Adam Warshaw as well.
You're both right.
Hey! Congratulations, Mr. Warshaw.
You guys are running away with this. Okay, number four. He has a freckle under both eyes.
A freckle under both eyes. I'm going to go with Lance Armstrong because he's in the sun a lot.
Okay.
I am going to go with Adam Warshaw because I've been able to look into his beautiful eyes.
And you've seen freckles?
No, but I'm captivated by his eyes.
Answer? Adam Warshaw! It is 4-3. Adam, hang in there. Okay.
First of all, what kind of friend are you to not recognize that your friend has freckles underneath his eyes?
I am shocked right now. Absolutely shocked.
Ugh. Moving on.
Okay. In an interview, he has said, I have never left Vegas in the black.
Oh.
Well, I mean, Adam has, well, it's Jeremy, so go ahead.
In an interview, he said, I am going to say in the black. I do want to know who he was interviewing Adam, but I will say Lance Armstrong.
Okay. I will say Lance Armstrong as well, because mainly I can't imagine the Notre Dame kid being in Vegas and talking about gambling.
Wow.
And I
don't think that's Manti Te'o. Come on.
And who's Adam going to get interviewed by other than us?
So. The answer? Adam Warshaw.
Adam Warshaw again?
I interviewed him.
See, and you are dirty. You're very, very dirty.
But that's an interview is an interview.
Yeah, it's an interview.
You both got that wrong. It is still 4-3. Hey, Adam Warshaw, right in there. You're killing in this scumbag game. Okay. He became an Eagle Scout. And,
it's a high honor. It's a very high honor.
It takes a lot of time not kissing girls to get to become an Eagle Scout.
He became an Eagle Scout.
Okay.
Brian, at some point in his life.
Yes.
The Mateo dude.
Okay.
I'm going to say Mateo dude as well.
You're both are correct.
Yay! Adam Warshaw wasn't an Eagle Scout?
No.
No.
Were you, Adam?
No.
No.
That actually was
Adam's first points on the podcast. All right. 5-4.
Yes. Okay. Exciting.
He is an active member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Of Latter-day Saints.
That's me right now.
Yep.
Well, it has to be Lance Armstrong, because I can't imagine Adam as a Mormon. I can't imagine someone who goes to Notre Dame being Mormon either. So it has to be Lance Armstrong.
I'm going to say Mantateo, because I think he is a Mormon.
Mantateo,
yay!
How did he get to fucking Notre Dame?
Why would Lance Armstrong be a Mormon? He's banging actresses and singers and all these women.
Well, why would someone who's a Mormon go to Notre Dame?
Why would... No.
I don't know. I don't really understand all that religion stuff. Yeah. So it's 5-5, and one last question.
Oh, this is big.
Here we go.
Scumbags.
In the past, he has hinted to some people, I'm not saying who, at a desire to one day run for the governor of Texas.
Oh, man. I really want this to be Adam. I am going to go with Plano's own Lance Armstrong.
I will also go with Lance Armstrong.
You're both correct.
Oh!
Ends in a tie.
Yes.
So we haven't determined who the real scumbag is,
yes,
of course.
Yes.
We have not. But that was actually, I think it helped that we were all together to have a little more lively conversation.
Absolutely.
Than maybe the Jen versus Jen conversation last week.
Yes, and I'm disgusted by all three.
Yes.
Especially the one in the bathroom right now.
But thank you, Spencer. We really appreciate that. We actually have to get going because we have Joe's Crab.
Not Crab Shack. Not Joe's Crab Shack.
Joe's Crab.
Yes. I thought it was Joe's Crab Shack.
Yeah. You do like Joe's Crab Shack.
Oh, I love it.
They sing.
The cheap shrimp. Are you kidding me?
Oh,
the cheesy,
God.
The cheesy shrimp quesadillas.
Woo.
It's a brilliant idea to put cheesy quesadillas. Add shrimp to it.
It's a, you know, they have a bone-in filet. I think that's what I'm going to be having. Plus, they have the stone crab.
You go to Joe's
sauce.
Stone Crab to get the filet.
They're known for their...
Get the hell out of here.
I apologize, audience.
What the fuck? You actually had the goddamn bone-in filet last time.
And I'm a turncoat. We've already established this.
Anyway, so this is going to be our last night in Vegas. We all head back to our respective homes tomorrow.
Yes.
What's the plan for the evening? How much do you plan to lose... or gamble over the next, say, 4 hours?
Well, we're going to be doing a Super Bowl bet.
Yes.
Since
yes.
we're out here, we might as well make the most of it. I think we're leaning towards Ravens plus 4.5.
Mm-hmm. So are we going to make a prediction right now on the podcast?
I mean, I think we should have a preliminary.
You do realize that we all, I think, agree that the Denver Broncos will be in the Super Bowl. Our predictions have fallen flat this year.
Right.
With that said, Spencer, please take it away.
Man, this is a tough game to pick. I am going to stick with the Niners,
yes.
20, the Ravens, 17.
Low scoring
in the
game.
Super Bowl, but the Ravens cover the 4.5-point spread.
What I really wish Vegas would offer a bet on is how many times ESPN is going to call this the Brother Bowl. Because that.
You can get that kind of stuff online. There are online.
Or how many times they're going to show the Harbaugh parents. They're so proud, Spencer.
Oh.
They're so proud. Why can't your parents be that proud of you?
Because I'm not a girl. I'm not a lawyer or a doctor.
That is true. You're dating a Jew, though. That's the first step.
Sure.
I think the score is going to be 27-23 49ers.
You're going a little higher. I am going to go with 24-20 Niners.
Constipated look, Jeremy Disney.
Yeah. Sure. Our predictions have been way off.
We were good today, though.
We did a good run.
I think we ended Vegas in style, and I think we're going to end this podcast in style.
Mm-hmm.
So, for Jeremy Katz and Spencer Yasmin, I am Brian Martinson. Thank you for joining us for this very live, very special episode, live from Mirage, the Mirage Hotel, and we will catch you next week.
Mentataya!